Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News. The FAA giving the okay to a new drug that experts say can help with acute pain, but will not be addictive. They say that Journavx works by blocking pain signals at the source instead of in the brain. It costs $15 a pill, too. Investigators in Texas now say a huge gas explosion near Houston last year was no accident.
It was September 16th in the town of Deer Park.
The house started shaking.
The above-ground natural gas pipeline near Diane Hutto's home had been struck by an SUV, and there was a massive explosion.
All I could do was run. Just run.
The driver of the SUV, Jonathan McAvoy, was killed, and the fire resulting from the blast burned for days. The medical examiner has learned that McAvoy had attempted suicide before. The ME says that on September 16th, he was successful. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Search teams in Japan are still trying to find a driver whose truck was swallowed by a sinkhole on Tuesday. The hole has been getting bigger. It's now the size of an Olympic swimming pool. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, February 4th at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls, there's going to be a youth night basketball game. Girls varsity begins at 5:30 p.m. with boys varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawamigan versus Stratford. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. And after the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys basketball team that they will get signed by each player. There are 200 posters ordered, so they should have enough for parents, family, high school students, and community members. All Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, this is happening Tuesday, February 4th at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls. Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech. Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Aloha, Manakwa. Marthaler Chevrolet of Manakwa is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV. Three 500 or three 250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity, they're here for you. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at manakwacars.com.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. I'm catching a lot more northern pike on my tip-downs now that I've changed over to a particular setup. I'll tell you what that setup is, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
I like using tip-downs instead of tip-ups. I like being able to reel in the fish, so I use what's called a tip-down that uses a rod and a reel, and you get to see the fish bite because it pulls the tip of that rod down instead of a tip-up that has a flag that goes up. And I've switched over to a little different setup, and it has really improved my bite ratio when it comes to northern pike. I am using now 30-pound test fluorocarbon instead of a braided wire leader. It seems to me that the fluorocarbon is something that they cannot see, and it really means more bites. Now, of course, you're thinking that they'll bite through that fluorocarbon line, but they don't. They don't bite through the line because you're not putting much pressure on them. I keep a very light drag on my reels, and so they don't bite through that. I'm using a 1/0 circle hook, so that hook doesn't get caught down deep where they can get a lot of teeth on that line. Usually I have them hooked right at the lip. So I use a 4-inch, 5-inch sucker minnow on a 1/0 hook. It works. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 13. On Saturday, look for some snow to develop, mainly after the lunch hour. High temperatures in the mid-20s. Total of 1 to 3 inches possible by Saturday night. Right now, it's 12 degrees. 98Q
Country. Beautiful day up in the Northwoods. We've got country music for you. We're talking Packers. We're talking sports. We're covering for Joel today. Darla's here. We're talking antiques today. Who knows what we're going to find. Shopping show later. Birthday's coming up too. Draw straws. You may find out before we do what's coming up next. Here's Sammy Kershaw on 98Q Country.
Though time and time I've told her so. Someone lets a whistle out. A girl like her, she just can't see what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she kind. She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her so. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her, she don't know she's beautiful.
Night. A couple cans on cool and the needle on full in a countryside. Yeah, hot little playlist of your favorite songs. And when I get you climbing up in the cab of this truck, yeah, you know it's on, know it's on. Show you a side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me. Just running that crazy, flying high, living careless, on the edge of wild and reckless. Hold on tight, about to show you one hell of a night. So give me that all, yeah, and take me there, look. I'm a sucker for your kiss, wanna steal them from your lips, baby, like a truck. A foot heavy on a floorboard, everywhere we go. I'm talking once in a lifetime, blowing your mind, burning down these back roads. To show you a side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me, just running that crazy, flying. Living careless on the edge of wild and reckless. Hold on tight. I'm about to show you one hell of a night. So give me that all, yeah, and I'll give you that all night.
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
Country on with us.
So much fun. Yeah.
98 Q Country.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
John Anderson here on 98Q. That was Straight Tequila Night. Bottom of the hour news, weather, and sports coming right up shortly. First, I wanted to take a peek back at this day in history. Another thing I do normally during my own afternoon show, so we'll do that again probably during the 3 o'clock hour today. But the 31st of January, an interesting day today. I will bet you it should be interesting today with the weather, if nothing else. 1949, though, that was an interesting day. The 31st of January of that year, that was when the first soap opera came to be. The first daytime television soap opera broadcast by NBC in Chicago. These Are My Children. Called soap operas due to their sponsorships frequently by companies like soap companies of the time. But a more Wisconsin-based piece from this day in history, and an interesting one at that, 1846. This day in 1846, that was the day that Milwaukee came to be. The day that the city was chartered to unify Junotown and Kilbourne Town. I'd never heard of how Milwaukee came to be or of the rivalry between these two sides, west and east, split by the Milwaukee River. It is seriously a Hollywood-worthy story. I was reading through the Wikipedia article, and I was thinking of Gangs of Hollywood, if you've ever heard of that. It's a story about people taking apart bridges to spite the other side of the river and then rebuilding them, like moving bridges because it would serve us better in this place. And like people are crashing ships and small barges into each other's docks and bridges. And it was like a mini port trade shipping war kind of thing in Milwaukee. before it was even Milwaukee. Throw that into your search engine. The Milwaukee Bridge War, that it was called. It was back in the 1840s, and it finished in 1846 after tempers were basically allowed to cool for a year. And then finally, on today's date, 1846, the city of Milwaukee was formed. Fun fact, though, before you even Google it, this whole debacle explains why a lot of bridges in Milwaukee to this day that span the Milwaukee River are angled. They're angled because they connect streets that aren't aligned, because this city was kind of built in two halves by, well, they were built by first in one half by somebody with good intentions, and then someone else came along to build the other half and completely ignored the existing construction on the other side of the river. At least that's a little bit of the, seriously, Google Milwaukee Bridge War for some light Friday reading if you're not at work and busy being productive right now. Luckily, I get to do this at work. It's Fun at Work Day. We talked about that earlier. Fun at Work Day, hot chocolate, Brandy Alexander's, maybe not at work, but you get the drift. We're having a good time here at 98Q Country. We'll go over birthdays after bottom of the hour news, weather, and sports coming up right now on WCQM.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The 2025 American Birding Association Bird of the Year is the common loon. Wisconsin's summer loon population is nearly 4,000 adults, most of whom reside in the northern part of the state. However, at this time of the year, you're not going to see too many, as loons travel to wintering habitats along southern shores. The most iconic feature of the loon, other than their haunting call, is their deep red eyes, with scientists speculating that the color allows them to filter red while hunting underwater. Or, like many bold bird characteristics, it helps them attract mates, affirm territory, or signal maturity to other loons. Although their eye does not remain red for their entire life. In fact, when they first hatch, their eye color is gray to brown, only starting to turn red during the first winter. And throughout their lifespan, their eye tends to shift shades of red during the non-breeding and the breeding seasons. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's Facebook page. While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Melissa Kay has more.
January 27th through the 31st is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution in our lakes, streams, and drinking water, as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind to potentially salt.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Winter roads can be tough. Make sure your car is ready with BC Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery. Locally owned for 15 years, they've got the latest technology to handle all your ADAS system calibrations, keeping your advanced driver assistance systems in top shape. Plus, as your mainline Falcon tire dealer, they'll equip you with the best tires for safe winter driving. Located just 3 miles east of Highway 8 and County Road 8 on Lawn Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, BC Auto Repair has your back all winter long.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 13. On Saturday, look for some snow to develop, mainly after the lunch hour. High temperatures in the mid-20s. Total of 1 to 3 inches possible by Saturday night. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
8:32 in the morning here on 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson covering for Joel today. I'm going to do a birthday drawing here. We're going to give away a cake so generously donated as each week from Super One in Park Falls. So if you know of anybody with a birthday this coming weekend, or if we haven't mentioned one throughout the week, I do only have two in the box, I think. So I'm going to have to go to special efforts to make sure I really can't tell which one I'm grabbing. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. Kind of the last call. We're going to take a look at some local sports scores while I wait for any last minute birthday folks. Anniversaries too. And by the way, don't be afraid to send in your own birthday. You don't have to tell us it's your own. Just give us the name and tell us to tell them happy birthday. That's definitely what I'm going to have to do this upcoming May. Boys hockey action, local sports. Lakeland beat out Rhinelander 8-0. Boys basketball, it was Wausau West over Lakeland yesterday, 89-30. Phillips beat Washburn 67-38. Lady Smith over Ashland 73-52. Crandon 72 beat up Tomahawk 53. Girls basketball, Prentice had, we had over on Trail Mix last night, 54 over Shawamigan 38. Mellon beat Drummond 64-46. And Phillips completed, well, it's like a mini sweep. I don't know if you could call that a sweep. Both the boys and girls took the W last night. Girls basketball, Phillips over Athens 70-43. I don't believe, Rachel looks like she might be writing something. I'm not 100% sure. Just want to make sure I don't pull. Oh yeah, she's nodding. She's nodding. I'm thinking she's giggling. This might be a late birthday edition. Yes, indeed, folks. Okay, we have a late minute edition to the birthday drawing, and it's just, well, I mean, you know, I think we might have to have Rachel do the drawing to make sure we can maintain impartiality. We don't have the law firm of Austin in house today, I'm afraid. I wonder if maybe station dog Toby can oversee this. Very stressful writing going on as I'm narrating this, and I'm sure Rachel's just enjoying it. Killing time. Oh, wait, you know what? We can do this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what was missing. Thank you, my dear. Would you like to conduct the drawing yourself? Excellent. So we've got a happy birthday this coming Sunday to Diane Miller from her loving family. Happy birthday, Diane. Diane will be entered to win the cake that we're about to draw for from Super One. They donate one every week. I'm about to run out of timpani. Let's give me another one there. All right, Rachel, go ahead and reach in. I'll make sure there's no funny business. Yep, she's not even looking. Okay, who do we got? And we've got Elaine Dahl. Do I have... I think I have... Don't I have a... Well, I've got that. if nothing else. I'm so bad with these buttons. See, this is what I'm talking about, folks. Joel, it's harder than he makes it sound. There's so much effort going in, but Elaine wins a birthday cake from Super One. Happy birthday a couple days ago, earlier this week, from mom and family to Elaine earlier this week, and Elaine wins a cake. I don't see a phone number on that one, so fingers crossed. I don't know who took that phone call, but we're going to have to laugh at him. But we'll see if we can find a way to contact Elaine. Say what? Oh, gotcha. So, Elaine, if you're listening, feel free to give us a call, 715-762-3221. Let us know you're out there. That way we can get in contact with you. I'm not sure I saw a phone number on that one, but that's okay. We've got options. We'll get the cake to Elaine. If nothing else, we'll find a way to make that right. Hopefully we hear from Elaine soon. Happy birthday earlier in the week. And thank you, Super One, so much for donating that cake each week. We'll draw for another one next Friday. Right now, let's get back to a little bit of country music. I'll check in with you again before the top of the 9 o'clock hour, and shortly after 9 o'clock, news, weather, and sports, we'll have a shopping show, bring you some top-notch savings to Northwoods businesses. That's what we do here, along with the country music and all the fun on WCQM.
98Q Country.
You struggle, half your life you fly, half your life making trouble, half your life making it right. One day I'm the exception, most days I'm just like most. Some days I'm headed in the right direction, and some days I ain't even close. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man. Yeah, I always love the highway. I just don't run it as fast. Just don't get it as wrong. I still go a little bit crazy sometimes, yeah, but now I don't stay near as long. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man, still just a burn, burn, burning man, just a burning man. Woo! Find myself in the Joshua trees. If we pass in the night, then just hand me a light and tell me you burn just like me. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man, still just a burn, burn, burning man, just a burning man. We'll be right back.
and good morning.
98Q Country.
County Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bill. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, going low with my shotgun. Wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one. And he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a rag doll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm on the shore of all the little girls are made of gunpowder and lead. Well, it's 10:30. Another six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time.
Turn, turn, turn around. You set my world on
nothing I can hold on to right now.
Bobby's got a buck, put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Hal Ketchum on 98Q Country, Small Town Saturday Night. Funny enough, I've got a few things here, like what's going on in the small towns on Saturday nights. A couple community events to take a quick peek at for you. Big G's in the house, so we'll have a quality shopping show. It won't be just me talking to myself, at least, so it'll be slightly above the minimum quality, if not better. We'll see what we've got today. Who knows? It always gets a little bit weird when we do the shopping show. May or may not have Austin Brumaine, news director, and the perfect guy to poke fun at while we do that shopping show. But if it's just me and Big G, we will soldier forward and have a lot of fun saving you a lot of money. I will say, folks, our systems are being a little bit recalcitrant today. There's your word of the day. It's the kind of word people only use to sound smart. Recalcitrant. Google it up, because I'm not even 100% sure I could define it well for you. I know it means that it doesn't want to cooperate, though. That's what I was trying to say. That's probably the words I should have just used. The systems are not cooperating today, and we're having issues with seeing orders for online shopping show certificates, which unfortunately for right now means we couldn't give you a shopping show certificate if you showed up in person. That said, we will still bring you the awesome deals that are on the shopping show so that we can alert you to when things are back in good shape. That may be any minute now. We're getting things sorted as we speak. So that said, Small Town Saturday night, tomorrow night up at Copper Falls is that candlelight snowshoe ski and hike you may have heard about, 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. There's two different trails that are being used, one for a snowshoe or hike, the other one for a ski or hike. Snowshoeing and hiking on the Red Granite Trail, skiing and hiking on the Meadow Loop, both 1 mile loop trails. Candlelit tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. Stargazing at 7 p.m. Guided stargazing at that if the skies are clear. There will also be concessions, chili hot dogs, hot cocoa, and sweet treats. Proceeds benefit the Friends of Copper Falls State Park, who you can find on Facebook, by the way, for awesome up-to-date updates on this sort of thing. This is that one where they're asking that you limit your use of light or cover your lights with red cellophane. You can find rolls of red tape that do a really good job at a pretty solid price. It may come in handy if you ever bust a taillight housing. That red tape, let me tell you, nothing like it. But in this case, you can also just put a little piece over your headlamp, and it will preserve your night vision and let people stargaze and enjoy the candlelight in peace. Also, on Sunday, that's the Team SEAL shooting team breakfast. Joel spoke with John Carlson the other day on Reality Radio, talking about the shooting team and their activities, which is exactly what you can do if you go to the breakfast on Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to noon at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville. They'll be having pancakes, French toast, cinnamon rolls, sausage, eggs, hash browns, a little bit of all the good breakfast stuff, but also raffles and a lot more. $10 a plate, kids 5 and under eat free. Proceeds go directly to the team because, of course, as many of us know up here, shooting is not cheap, and it's not cheaper than it used to be either. Interested athletes can come check out the team, talk to the coaches, check out the program, you might say. If you've got questions before then, call Mark, 715-820-3707, 715-820-3707. I've got a word from sponsors here coming up next on 98Q, maybe a country song or two before top of the hour news, weather, and sports. Shopping show early in the 9 o'clock hour.
98Q Country.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, I had to pop back up. Recalcitrant. Having an obstinately uncooperative attitude toward authority or discipline. I don't know if we're supposed to be disciplining our computer programs, but I think it's fair to say, I mean, Rachel's definitely got authority over that shopping show. It's being recalcitrant today. News, weather, sports coming up after this.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B Appliance Center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Attention travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this winter.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Lena's Northern Pines Resort, your dinner destination. Do at Lena's Wednesday's Pizza and Pasta Night, buy one pizza regular price and get the second half off. Open Tuesday through Sunday with pizza and menu delivery, available on Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. All burgers and sandwiches now include the salad bar. Don't miss Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet and Saturday's perfectly cooked prime rib. Book your winter cabin stays at lenasnorthernpines.net. Visit them on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Looking for great eats and good times? Head to John's Female Corner Bar and Grill just south of Phillips at the corner of 111 and 13. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to close. Tuesdays mean smash tacos. Wednesdays bring naked wings. Thursdays feature smash burgers with fries for just $7.95. And Fridays serve up fish fry with cod and walleye. Don't miss the cheesy loaded hash browns. Saturdays, barbecued ribs at John's Female Corner Bar and Grill, where the cheese is never skimped.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A significant step in the search for answers in the plane-helicopter collision over the Potomac River. Here's ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
The black boxes from the American Airlines plane, transported in the same water they were pulled from to preserve the integrity of the recordings, now in the hands of the NTSB for evaluation. An early focus for the investigation, the flight path of the helicopter. Preliminary data showing it was flying at about 350 feet when it should have been under 200.
67 people were killed in that crash, 40 bodies found so far. Divers are returning to the river today. President Trump planned to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. Canadian Premier Doug Ford vowing to counterpunch by pulling American alcohol off store shelves in Ontario. Hamas says it will release three more hostages tomorrow as a part of the Gaza ceasefire talks. Keith Siegel, an American-Israeli citizen, among them. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, February 4th at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls. there's going to be a youth night basketball game. Girls varsity begins at 5:30 p.m. with boys varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawamigan versus Stratford. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game.